track 13. Now we have this month's love letter to Reefham, the charming market town nestled in the countryside.
Love letter to Reefham. If you love the coast but want to escape the crowds, Reefham is ideally situated. The pretty town is nestled in the heart of rural Norfolk, amid rolling countryside, but the seaside is only half an hour away, as are Norwich and the Norfolk Broads. Walking around the town is like stepping back in time. The streets are lined with quaint 18th century buildings, and the centrepiece is the early 17th century Dial House, which was formerly a brewery and is now home to a hotel, bakery, wine bar and more. The town sign depicts three women. Legend has it that the three sisters built three churches in the town. Where to stay? Sleeping 12, the Grain Store offers a blend of contemporary design, environmental awareness and luxurious comfort. The kitchen is perfect for large groups, featuring two ovens, two dishwashers and two fridge freezers. There's also a cinema room and games room for all entertaining needs. The barn has six generous-sized bedrooms, two on the ground floor and four on the first floor, with glazed doors opening to private or shared terraces, plus three en-suites and two shared bathrooms. Reefham is just a 15-minute walk away. NorfolkHideaways.co.uk have the details. What to do? Traditionally held at the end of May, Reefham Food Festival is a favourite event on Norfolk's foodie calendar. Dozens of local food and drink producers set out their wares in the secret garden, with lots of delicious treats to sample. The town's businesses join in too, and there's live music to add to the atmosphere. This summer, Reefham Festival was renamed as Our Festival and featured a headline set from the Hoosiers at Rookery Meadow. The two-day event is held at the beginning of August. If you love outdoors, Reefham is the perfect base for dog walks, bike rides and nature trails. Marriott's Way follows two disused railway lines between Norwich and Aylsham via Drayton, Lenwade, Causton and Reefham. Depending on how energetic you're feeling, there are lots of interesting circular walks and cycle trails of various lengths. Go to norfolk.gov.uk/article/42890/Marriott's Way-Norwich-2-Aylsham to start planning. And steam back into the past at Whitwell and Reefham Railway with its collection of diesel and steam engines. Where to eat and drink? Breakfast at the Station Cafe will set you up perfectly for a hike along the Marriott's Way. You could also stop on the way back for a piece of one of their amazing array of bakes. The Lion Bar Billionaire Cake sounds like a decadent slice of nostalgia, or their famous loaded fries, which come with toppings including barbecue pulled pork and chilli. They also host guest street food pop-ups on a Wednesday evening and a monthly Sunday farmers market. In the marketplace, the 17th century coaching inn, King's Arms, is loved for its Sunday roasts and its signature burgers during the week. And pop into Bread Sauce at the Dial House for pastries, sourdough and outrageously good coffee. In the area, you could visit Foxley Wood Nature Reserve. A visit to Norfolk Wildlife Trust's Foxley Wood Nature Reserve is a must. We love it when the leaves are on the turn and in the spring when it's carpeted with bluebells. The wood is also home to green and great spotted woodpeckers, chiff-chaff, turtle doves, birds of prey and many species of butterfly, including white admiral, purple hairstreak and silver-washed fritillary. Norfolk's most impressive buildings is Blickling Hall. This Jacobean house was once home to the Boleyn family, and it's believed that Anne Boleyn's ghost still roams the corridors. Gardeners will find plenty of inspiration in the grounds, and there's a brilliant second-hand bookshop. And the cheese scones at the Stables Cafe come recommended. Baconsthorpe Castle and its ruins can tell the story of the rise and fall of the Haydon family. Once a moated and fortified manor house, over the course of 200 years, it was built up and then abandoned.